where we've seen your development coach Mark Webb, Mark Peel play in the grand final in just under 2 weeks. How important is that period for the guys?
Yeah, it's an interesting period. You've got 2 weeks to prepare yourself and not knowing for the first week who you're playing. So it's really, certainly this week we review the game and have a good bit of time to see what we did really well and areas we can improve, knowing that we could play either side. So we have had the benefit of playing both teams in the last couple of weeks, so which does help for your planning, but really the first week's a big review week. Then on the weekend, we get a great opportunity for both all the Peel players and the Freo players to come together and train on Sunday and then prepare for a really strong big week, which is exciting for the Peel Football Club and the players at Fremantle as well.
Going up against a team that you've played already in the finals, it would give the team confidence, but also that other team will have a lot of motivation to rebound.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's always motivation that... at the end of the day, it's a grand final, so it doesn't matter how often you've played them in the year or at what point you play them. It's a new game, which is exciting. It's the team that can really play their best football on the day. It doesn't matter who you're playing against, but being able to adapt on the day and really compose yourself and enjoy the experience, but also put your best foot forward.
There'll be a lot of players playing the first grand final, and you've been there before 4 times as Subiaco and once as a coach for Claremont. Have you given them any advice?
Not really at this stage. I think it's the first few days we've had a bit of time to just relax, let it settle in and understand there's a fair bit to play in 2 weeks' time. It's really, we've been really strong at keeping it as strong as possible to the program and what we do, because we want to keep making sure that we keep developing our players and preparing for the grand final as we would do normally. And then next week we can talk about a bit more about exactly, you know, what we need to bring against certain sides, and it's really important we play the way that we want to play in the last couple of weeks and being able to keep that real strong effort and be consistent. So if they bring that to the table and we bring it as a group, we'll put ourselves in really good stead.
There's a lot of new faces from last year's premiership side, especially our new draftees. What would they bring to the table?
It's really exciting. I think there's quite a few new faces. Obviously, our first year players have played quite a bit down at Peel this year, but we've also had that real benefit of some real strong experience and of the senior players like Zach Dawson and John Griffin and Nick Subin and Daniel Pierce, which a few of them played last year as well, and they can talk about how exciting it was to get there on the day and the application that's needed, and then bring together those younger players, the first year players who've played a fair bit of AFL football this year, but also understanding that this is a big game in the scheme of them being able to develop and really put their best foot forward under a really strong pressured game.
And especially for our younger players, it's 4 more weeks for them to train and play together. How important is for them to get that experience as a group?
Yeah, it's been great. And to have that bit of one-on-one time, the extra bit of one-on-one time has been really, really good and really been able to prepare and understand themselves each week. What's important, not having the core of the senior group here has made sure that they've really been able to work themselves and be structured themselves and really discipline themselves to keep performing well, which has been strong over the last few weeks and really need to make sure over the next 2 weeks they continue to prepare well and do well. And it's exciting for them. So we've really made sure we've kept the environment really upbeat and prepared well, and their attitude's been really, really good.
And the players weren't getting game time this weekend, so what's on the cards for them?
Yeah, we'll keep really focused on keeping a similar structure. So the grand final's on a Sunday. We'll certainly train and prepare and have a bit of an intra club with a bit of training, so that we do get some game minutes into us, not specifically against opposition, but within ourselves, which allows us to prepare again for a grand final. And we've structured it as we would during a normal bye week on our times and our trainings, and the players will be prepared for that, knowing that a good session over the weekend, they can then freshen up next week and really focus on a really big game on the Sunday against a really strong outfit, whomever we play.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.